For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandary. President Trump's impeachment trial shifts today to questions from senators. Trump's defense team rested yesterday with its private attorney Jay Sekulow five times telling senators to convict Trump would be dangerous.
Danger. 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 To lower the bar of impeachment based on these articles of impeachment would impact the functioning of our constitutional republic and the framework of that constitution for generations.
But the explosive, soon-to-be-published book from former National Security Advisor John Bolton has altered the math. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell privately told senators yesterday he doesn't yet have the votes to defeat Democratic demands for witnesses. Bolton writes in the forthcoming book that Trump told him he wanted to withhold military aid from Ukraine until it helped him with investigations into Democratic rival Joe Biden. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke after Trump's attorneys concluded their defense.
So I thought the summation by Mr. Sekulow, the president's lawyer, showed how weak their case was. He said, we don't have eyewitness accounts, that all we have is a newspaper article. Well, Mr. Sekulow, President Trump, we want to get witnesses. You can bring Bolton right into this chamber and he can swear under oath and be cross-examined by you.
Trump's former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly told an audience in Sarasota, Florida, that he believes Bolton. Palestinians are reacting furiously to President Trump's announcement of a Mideast plan that he calls the deal of the century. It recognizes Israeli sovereignty on all its settlements on occupied Palestinian lands and paves the way for Israel to annex them. A settler group in Israel predicted a sharp increase in settlements, which remain illegal under international law. The plan also doubles down on U.S. recognition of all of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, including occupied East Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appeared alongside Trump at the White House to welcome the plan.
It's a great plan for Israel. It's a great plan for peace. Frankly, Mr. President, given all that you have already done for Israel, I'm not surprised. You have been the greatest friend that Israel has ever had in the White House.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas dismissed the plan as nonsense and vowed to resist it. Thousands of Palestinians protested in Gaza. Rami Al-Maghari reports.
Thousands of Palestinians took to the streets of Gaza to reject President Trump's peace plan, which is he calling the deal of the century. The crowds represented all parties in the Gaza Strip, including Hamas, which rules in Gaza, and the rival Fatah party of Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. 50-year-old Raja Radi left her five children at home to take part in the demonstration.
I'm here today to express my anger against this shameful deal, which hijacks our Palestinian rights. I appeal to the Palestinian leadership to stand firm against it with our Palestinian national unity.
For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
White supremacist Dylann Roof has appealed his convictions and death sentence in the 2015 massacre of nine black church members at Emmanuel AME Church in South Carolina, the South's oldest black church. His lawyers argue he was mentally ill when he represented himself during his capital trial. His attorneys argue the federal judge presiding over his case should not have allowed him to represent himself because he was a 22-year-old ninth grade dropout who believed his sentence didn't matter because white nationalists would free him from prison after an impending race war. The Prince George's County Police Chief says a Maryland police officer who fatally shot a handcuffed man in the front seat of a police cruiser will face a murder charge. The deadly shooting occurred Monday night inside the car after officers responded to reports that a driver had struck multiple vehicles near the Temple Hills community. The legal director for the ACLU of Maryland said in a statement, there is no reason for an officer to shoot a handcuffed suspect multiple times inside a patrol car. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.